Welcome to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Think on this.
I sat across the table from a man considered to be an icon, known throughout the world for his work with the poor and needy. I could not wait to hear what he had to say. Seriously, I was poised, ready to change and experience whatever was necessary to impact others just as he had done. His few words have spoke volumes into my life years later. His words were the kind of words that bring hope and make a difference. Here they are. God has a plan. God never fails. God will never leave you. Live your life in God's plan, and you will never fail, even if the whole world thinks you have failed. Why? God has a plan.
Those words are important for all of us, especially when we move through the darkest places of life. Because it is true, no matter how bleak life becomes, God has a plan for more in our lives. Connection to God and stepping into God's plan brings a deep sense of purpose and produces passion.
The thing is, it's easy to think God's plan would be boring, but Habakkuk, an ancient prophet, saw it so much differently. In chapter 1, verse 5 of his book from the New Living Translation says this, "Look among the nations, observe, be astonished, wonder, because I am doing something in your days you would not believe if you were told." In other words, it's farthest from being boring. It's astonishing. What a change in my mindset and in all of our mindsets when we think God has an astonishing plan for our life. I want to experience all of this.
It's true. We tend to make others think God's plan is boring by the way we live. But when we think of it as astonishing, it changes the way we see, think, and pursue our lives. You've been listening to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Follow us on social media or check out our website at tablethink.com for more content.